Hello, KZN. Welcome to the Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. Guys, I hope you are ready for what has got to be the best week of the fishing year. It is absolutely epic. The reports from south to north, inland, Midlands, everywhere. It is going absolutely off the hook, or should I say on the hook, from sardines to garrick to huge bass and some killer-sized trout. Guys, KZN has really performed this week on all fronts, and I can't wait to get into the show. I am super excited, so brace yourselves, turn on the volume, and get ready for this week's KZN Fishing Report. Now, we're going to get into all of it in great detail, but before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, because this exciting, epic, fresh news could not be made possible without them. Here is a list of their stores where you can get this week's best Father's Day gifts. Give Dad everything he needs because, guys, he is definitely gonna require some proper tackle for this season.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
That's right, guys. The Kingfisher really does have everything, and we have got everything on the KZN coastline. So whatever species you are targeting, Kingfisher has a product for it. So, guys, let's get into the show. Starting off down the south coast where Adam is full of action. He is pepped up. He is excited. Things are looking fabulous down the south coast. Here is his report of what's been going on.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community as always. I hope everybody's keeping warm and staying safe out there and have also got their fishing licenses. So just remember, guys, DAF is down on the lower coast currently, so please just keep that in mind when fishing. So getting into the fishing report, Vinesh, things have been epic down on the coast. We've had some beautiful catches being caught and released and had some beautiful action with the sardines. Now, I know it's only just the pilot shoals or the first batch of sards coming through, but it's good to see them here. You know, there's a bit of pep in people's step. You know, there's a bit of pizzazz in the air at the moment and people are just really sort of buzzing. So it's really good to see, you know, fishing coming back alive on the south coast and guys just getting some awesome catches. So really good to see things are turning around on the lower coast. So guys, if you are coming down to the coast over the weekend with this sort of up and down weather, I would definitely say bring some good tackle with you because we've had some beautiful catches, Vinesh. We're going to start at the Old Faithful, who's finally started firing again, and that's Margate Pier. We've got Jark with a kingy on Rapala. We've got some Garrick and a prodigal son caught by Stompy and his wife Letty recently, along with Mark and Angie getting themselves a Garrick as well. So the Garrick have been popping up on the lower coast. Finally, we've finally been getting this gentleman of the sea, or this leatherfish down this side, and a lot of them have been taken on live bait. So whether it being a shad or blacktail has definitely been the bait of choice targeting those fish, particularly in your deeper water spots like Orange Rocks, where a few have come out as well. Francie catching himself a really nice one recently there as well. So yeah, it's definitely been good, Vinesh. You know, moving down to Port Edward, starting on the lower coast, Darby got himself a nice little shark today in amongst the sods, you know, put a bait out and a nice little gray, not too big, not too small, but nice to just catch. You know, again, it's coming, it's getting there, we've got to say. We've also had some nice fish being shot recently by some spear fishermen, Dennis and Rainier catching themselves some beautiful snook, with Dennis catching himself a really nice big 5 kilo job in the Glenmore area, which is quite sort of south, if you want to call it. We don't really know of these sort of fish coming down that far south and targeting them sort of rock and surf-wise, but obviously these guys spearing them have been rewarded with some beautiful snook. And I know with Rainier getting his up sort of in the pothole area and in very shallow water, Vinesh, so not deep at all. So again, guys, if you're coming down, bring yourself some nice small little spoons. There's been a few seen in the waters jumping and attacking the sprats, so your small little spoons or lures, or even sprats by CRD would definitely be the choice of lure to throw for them, or an iron candy. Now, moving over to more bait-wise, we've had a lot of bream in the Glenmore, Palm Beach area, Munster area. Trafalgar being a bit on the quiet side, considering it's always an area that the guys would target bronze bream. It has been quiet there, however, Vinesh, very sort of sanded up and whatnot. So Glenmore, Munster, Palm Beach, definitely the area that I would want to target if you were targeting bronze bream at this sort of stage. Now, we know that sometimes when the sides come through, either the fish come close or they disappear because of the sharks that follow them. However, that has not been the case, as we've seen some really good catches. Now, Navrone, a local angler, really good guy, hell of a good fisherman, caught himself a big ass catfish rockhard and a yellow belly rockhard. So this guy's really getting the rewards in terms of rock fishing. Great on the release, so really good to see that, Navrone. Now, moving sort of higher up into Orange Rocks, Francie again with the Garrick, some snook coming out there, being shot by the Spearows. And just been fairly all-round good. Now, Sean, who is a mate of mine and a fellow angler, got himself a bus-size shad. I haven't seen a shad this big. It looked like a shad ate the shad. So a really big shad, Vinesh. I've sent you a picture of that so you can see for yourself how huge that fish is at the moment. So, yeah, some really big shad, some really small shad. Things have just been really good on the coast. And again, as I said in the beginning, just to reiterate, things have been firing. You know, the sardines are around, some fish are being caught. So yeah, there's definitely been a bit of sort of, I would say, sparkle in the air, or a bit of pizzazz, if you want to call it, pep in the step. So the fishermen are definitely getting up and going at it again. So it's good to see the guys happy and laughing, catching some awesome fish, being some nice fish being released as well, Vinesh. So it looks like this coming weekend is going to be pretty good. Weather-wise, it does look a bit iffy though, I must admit. You know, Friday, we've got a southwester blowing from 20 to 30 k's in the morning with a 4 meter swell, dropping down when the north wind pulls in, which continues into Saturday morning with the swell dipping to about 1.7 meters and a northeaster in the afternoon at around 12 k's per hour. Sunday, the swell picks up again with the southwester, but does die down in the afternoon to around 10 k's per hour with the easterly pushing through. So we're sort of a bit up and down with the weather, you know, sort of west, east at the moment. Look, we hope it's not going to do too much damage in terms of the sardines, and they're going to push in a bit closer to the bricks. Guys can maybe go put some nets, drop some nets down, get a bit of sards. Guys can have something for the fry. And also hopefully guys can get some non-eds or some game fish with these sards. So far, it's looking okay. I know there wasn't too much caught today, Wednesday, in terms of sardines, but let's just hope that things do sort of pan out and the conditions sort of get to the point where we're going to get a good sardine run, because we know that with those sards, it brings happiness and joy amongst everybody. So I'm really hoping for that. Fingers crossed, Vinesh, but let's just see. Again, we don't know. The weather predictions are, again, just predictions. But you know what, let's cross fingers, cross toes, and cross ears if you can. But yeah, but it's really good down on the South Coast. It's shaping up, so we're finally getting there. Margate's firing. You know, we're having a few guys sort of catching a lot of shad here and there. So it's good to see, Vinesh. I'm really glad the South Coast is finally getting back into her old ways again. So let's just hope these sards bring some good fish. Guys, please just remember your licenses, remember your bag limits, your sizes. And again, have fun with these sardines. That's the whole point. It's the greatest shoal on earth. And yeah, it just brings a smile to everybody's face. So chaps and everybody else, have an awesome weekend. Stay safe out there. Tight lines. And let's see those beautiful catches. Take care.
And what a fantastic report. I cannot remember a fish that I would catch that you did not mention. I mean, this was incredible stuff. What an epic time you guys are having down on the Lower South Coast. Guys, all these catches that Adam is talking about is on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't gone and had a look at our Angler News YouTube channel, go and check it out. It's got all the highlights of the show, including these images that he is talking about. So amazing fishing down on the Lower South Coast. Now moving on to Warner Beach, where talk of the town has been all about the sardines. Guys, I have covered that footage this week, and it was a phenomenal experience hanging out with Jace. Hey, by the way, big shout out to Jace Governor. He really showed me what these guys go through, and we are going to be doing a show focus in on the sardine netter. So look out for that on that YouTube channel that I just spoke about. But apart from that, the sardine action, it has been epic. I mean, we know it started off at Pamula on Monday, moved on to Scottsboro, and finished off at Amanzimtoti. There has been footage all over the social media feeds about this. So, yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it, go and check it out. And this weekend is shaping up to have some activity as well. But that's a story until he gets there. Right now, our story is with Gary at the Kingfisher Warner Beach, and this is his report for this past week.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary the Kingfisher. Good day to you all. Yeah, we had a bit of fun with those sides. That first sort of wave that came past, Joe netting at Winkle and Doonside. The sea was terrible. It was terrible yesterday as well. There was a small pocket yesterday that nearly came in here, man. It just, I think it was just too much sand pushed in here by the pool at Warner. But today, gee, the sea looked even worse. It's sort of a bigger swell. Yeah, you're bound. But one thing with shad, you can catch them in any, as I say, in any water, in any weather, basically. So I'm sure if you went to the rock sort of half-tide, you know, with a spoon, you'll pluck a couple. But, yeah, let's see what happens. There were some stumpies there on Monday. The water was beautiful. I just had time for one throw there below me, and I got a stumpy with a bit of crayfish. But, yeah, let's see what happens. Hopefully the next wave. I was talking to Greg yesterday. He said there were sides coming around Port Edward. So hopefully the next wave we'll have a decent sea and we can have a bit of sport. But until then, go well and tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, that was certainly some action going on in your area over this past week. And while I was down there getting some footage, I managed to talk to a few anglers, and yes, they did reiterate, mornings and afternoons, the shad are on the bite, there's a lot of good scratching species, and there has been a couple Gary coming out, so Warner Beach is looking fantastic. Another area looking fantastic, as the rest of our KZN coastline, is Durban, and here we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Yes, as we can see, the sardines are here in full force, and a lot of netting took place. The fish have been a bit slow with the first couple of batches of sards, but there were some Garrick yesterday caught, saw two pictures of kingies, one ignobilis and one blacktip, lovely sized fish. There was a couple of Garrick caught on the Ilovo stretch yesterday as well. So yes, there are some fish, the sardines are around, and it'll just get better and better as we go along. Besides that, there were some lovely stone bream caught in the course of the week, one or two stumpies and a few grunters on the beaches. That Blue Lagoon stretch going towards Beachwood had the stumpies and the grunters on them. So yeah, the oaks are getting some fish. Cob have still been around by the river mouths, so it's always worth having a look there. On the ski boat side, the oaks are still getting the snook and the cooter. A couple yellowfin tuna have popped up in the mix. So yeah, the trawling part is very good. On the bottoms, it's been a bit slow, according to the guys. There's been some reds, rock cod, things like that. So yeah, the oaks going out in the deep, they will definitely get some bites. The bay's been producing a couple lovely grunters still. Kingie, springer, all your game fish have gone a little bit quiet. The water's chilled down a bit, but it's always worth a throw in the bay. The grunters are there, the snapper salmon are there, small cob are there. So yeah, always worth a throw, guys. Have a good one.
Right, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Rolinski Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Okay, guys, while we all know that the sardines have started to come, which for us is it's time for the keelback to start arriving as well. So on our commercial boats over the last couple of days, we have managed to get a couple of keelbacks still, some nice doggers around. Bottom fishing, general as normal, some lovely stringers, soldiers, rockards. On the game fish side, there's still some cooter in the floaty area. There's quite a bit of snook still hanging around the Blue Lagoon to Virginia side of life. Yeah, so guys, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. It just keeps getting better and better. I absolutely love it. I love this time of the year. There are rods bending all over the coastline. And now we're moving on into the North Coast, Bolito and Salt Rock. Guys, we are with Jesse. Now, the last couple weeks, Jesse said it has been a bit quiet. In fact, last week was very quiet on the rock and surf side. But this week, a total contrast. Guys, Jesse starts off by saying this is probably the best week of the fishing year. Guys, listen to this report. It is absolutely fantastic with what's happening at Bolito and its surrounding areas.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. Could probably hear my voice. I'm a little bit excited. And I think everybody else will be as well. Given the week that we've had, and if you are on any form of social media or you've been down at the beach and on the rocks, anywhere from Tugela down past Toti side, you know, all the way down to Umkamas and even further down there, it's been absolute chaos on the beaches. We've had, in my opinion, the best week of the year so far. And when I say that, I'm not only talking about the sardines that we've been getting. The sardines are, of course, what everybody's been waiting for. The sardines is what everybody kind of gets their hopes up for this time of the year, and they keep their eye on it and make sure that they know exactly when they're coming through, where they are. And then they often plan their leave around it and try and get down to the water on that day that that the sards are being netted. And then obviously you can have a couple of throws there and basically have a really good time. And that happens, if you're lucky, three times in the year, where you get three days or so to go down there. Your leave kind of works out with when the sards are being netted. You'll go down a couple of times and you won't get any sards on that day, and your fishing might be poor. But for the most part, if you plan it fairly well, if you've got any knowledge on it, and you go down there and you time it when the guys are netting, you're going to have a heck of a good time. Whether you're fishing for sharks or edibles, game fish like your queenies, your kingies, all of that type of stuff, you're going to have a good time. Even just to go down there and experience that spectacle that only happens, you know, in SA this time of the year, you know, it's more than enough in my books. So that's quite nice. And we have been experiencing a heck of a run so far, and it kind of creeped up on us. It was hardly any news. It was one gent that said that he saw some dolphins passing south to north down in the Transcar. Next thing, boom! It was just, we had it all around on the KZN South Coast, yeah. And I know Warner Beach has been on fire. I've been getting a couple of sards there. I haven't heard of too much feedback on people fishing, but I think it's mainly because it takes a while for people to get their leave right. You know, they weren't expecting the sardines to come through so fast. We haven't seen a lot of big sharks in the mix. I think they are still coming through with the main shoals, and these are still smaller shoals. Some people call them pilot shoals, but there are some smaller shoals, and we're still going to have the bulk of the sardines coming through at a later stage. So yeah, start preparing now. Coming towards our side of the coast, the Bolito area, I said there's a lot of excitement, and I wasn't referring to the sardines. We have had an absolute cracker of a week up in Bolito. And when I say that, I'm talking from Garrett down at Tongat Mouth, Snook down at Tongat Mouth, all of the rocks down past Westbrook at the Lifeguard Tower, down past Boystown, down past Seabell Beach Bums, going towards La Mercy. They've had a ton of fish coming out. I'm talking kingies, I'm talking spadefish, bronze bream, rock cod, everything. All of your species that we didn't expect now have just turned on automatically, which is good to see, guys. We've had a tough last few weeks, and I finally had a lot of customers coming through, and for a change, you know, it's so refreshing to see the amount of positive news coming out. North of us here, up to Tugela, the guys are still catching quite a few cob. There have been garrick that are starting to come out on the north coast as well. I think a lot of people are keeping it quiet, but I know that in certain areas they have been catching. The snook as well, during the week, so the guys are catching snook in the Sheffield area. Sharkers High Rock, the guys caught snook off High Rock. A couple of kingies in the area as well. It's just come alive, and it's so positive. I think it's given the guys a second wind. We've We've had a poor couple of last weeks and last couple of weeks, and I think everybody needed this. As far as your shad go, which is really one of our main attractions here, not only for our local fishermen, for the guys that come down on holiday as well. It's one of the things that, you know, the guys walk into the shop and they say, where are the shad? Have the shad come through? Are they biting yet? They're asking about the shad season, about limits, quantities, all of that type of stuff. And I think I can positively say that we are starting to see a really good showing of shad. And it's not kind of like your July, August shad coming through yet, but it's a lot better than we have had recently. And as you guys know, my famous line is we can tell what the shad are doing by the bait sales. And we must have moved between our Salt Rock and Belito branch, we must have moved no less than about 300 to 400 kgs of sardines in the last week. So if that's any indication, then, you know, we're looking at some good stuff happening. So from the rock and surf perspective, we've had an excellent week. On the boats, the skis and the jet skis, it's been good. I wouldn't say it's the highlight of my week, but it has been good. We've seen still a lot of snook, in fact, more snook this week than cooter, but we've still seen a couple of cooter. I saw one really big cooter, which was probably in the 30 kilo range. I'm not too sure where it was, but it was caught on a ski. Saw the photo, there was no weight. My guesstimate was 30 kilos. So really, really big fish there for the ski. And then a lot of queenfish coming out, guys. I've seen queenfish all the way down from Durban up north. And the guys are catching them on lures, and they're catching them on bait. And if anybody knows the queenfish this time of the year, what we normally do is we go onto the Dogger marks. You put live bait down with a really, really long sinker snooting, and you're basically going to be fishing off the bottom. You're suspending your baits off the bottom, which is what we do for dogger as well. A lot of people think that dogger feed right on the bottom, and at times they do, but for the most part, dogger feed 2 meters to 3 or 4 meters even off the bottom, off the top of a reef, off a pinnacle, and they do feed on the bait like that. And they're shoaling fish, so you're basically dropping your bait. Your sinker hits the bottom and your bait is now right. You can control where your bait is by how long your sinker snooting is. Your hook snooting is not too important because your bait will generally go with the current. So it'll go directly out the left or right, depending on which way you're looking at, and it'll go with the current. So your hook snooting is almost horizontal for the most part. So you can have your hook snooting as long as you want. It doesn't make too much of a difference. Your sinker snooting to control the depth where your swivel snoot for the hook is, that is the most important thing. So start at 2 meters. If you find that you're not catching fish, but you're still having a showing on your sonar, you can increase that length as well. I've gone down and caught fish with a 4 meter sinker snoot at times, and it's not easy, but if you can see those fish suspending on your graph, on your fish finder, and you go down and you go through the fish and they are not willing to go down to get your bait, that is incredibly difficult. It's an incredibly difficult task to be dealt when you're out there. It's just over and above all of the other challenges that we have. So you've got to just be a little bit clever about it. Increase or decrease the length of your snoot to find where the fish are on the sonar. Learn to use your sonar to benefit you. And with the queenfish, they do often suspend much higher up. So you can, that's why the guys catch a lot of queenfish when they're targeting dogger. And you'll see a lot of the commercials will fish a double hook trace. And when I say commercials, I'm talking guys that really know what they're doing, and they catch fish for a living. So they kind of have to be the best at what they do. You'll see them fish a double hook, and the top hook is often 3-4 meters from the sinker. That's mainly for dogger, but your queenies, like I said, you're gonna catch them on that trace for the most part. If you want to catch a queenie, only a queenie, not targeting dogger, very difficult. You'll often get dogger bycatch. The bait setup is the same. The rig is almost exactly the same. Your hook setup is the same. And your locations, your areas where you're going to catch them are the same. It's around wrecks, reefs, pinnacles, and it's right where the bait is. You generally catch them a little bit shallower though. So Dagger, I would say your limit, your depth limit for dagger is generally 50 meters. You'll catch them in 60, 70 meters. I've caught them even deeper than that, but it's very seldom. As soon as you start going more than 50 meters, you start catching a lot of killbeck. So as you come shallower with your same rig, that's when you start to catch the queenies as well. And the queenie, it will generally be on your shallow reefs between, let's say, 15 and 40 meters. And like I said, it's not limited to that, but that's the majority of it. So if you're going to go and target some, that's where it's going to be. I did see a marlin come out as well off one of the jet skis, which was quite nice to see. It's not a common thing. There's a handful of guys that have caught marlin on jet skis. Snook on the north coast have been absolutely wild again. And I think that's basically it, guys. As far as your bass fishing is concerned, we've had a good run, but we can definitely start to see things slowing down now. The guys at Hazelmere, we're getting a really good afternoon bite. It's starting to slow down significantly now. We're getting customers coming in, and you can see when the guys are struggling to catch fish because they start asking more questions. Where do the fish go? What do they want? What colors should I use? What configuration should I use? What area should I fish in? And as far as your bass is concerned, you know, at this time of the year, I normally fish more of the afternoon sessions and the morning sessions because the water's had time to heat up a little bit and you're going to catch more fish in the afternoon. Areas that I'm going to fish deeper, rocky or heavily timbered up areas. Basically any hard structure that absorbs heat during the day. You're going to fish those drop-offs where the fish can travel from deep water to shallow water to sun in a very short period of time. On a gradual drop-off, they will basically have to travel a lot further to get from deeper water to shallow water. So you're going to fish your deeper drop-offs deep. Rocky drop-offs with timber or standing structure like that is generally the go-to this time of the year if you're going to be shore-based. If you're on a boat, it changes somewhat, and you can start to fish your offshore structure. Little jerk baits, suspending jerk baits, the most important. You go down to one of those little Strike Pro Inquisitors, the suspending models. Those are phenomenal this time of the year. You're going to fish stuff like drop shot, Ned rig, all of your smaller baits. You're going to fish them very, very slow. And then depending on the body of water that you're fishing, you can also go with your bigger worms. So like your old monsters, your Magnum finesse worms, your Magnum 2s, all of those really big worms. Swim baits as well, deep diving crankbaits, anything that you can kind of roll slowly along the bottom offshore, that's where you're going to get your fish. Yeah, guys, that's about it for this week, and I hope everybody gets in on the sardine action this week. Hope everybody gets in on some garrick and snook action from the side. I know the guys were catching cob on Paddle Tail just south of here, so I think, you know, honestly speaking, if it carries on anything like it has over the last week, this week, we're going to have a good run. Guys, good luck, and let us know what you get. Thanks so much.
Hey, Jesse, that definitely sounds like you are having the best week of the year. Did I hear you correctly? 300 to 400 kilos of bait. Yes, I would 100% say the shad are around. So Bolito and the surrounding area is looking absolutely fantastic. Jesse, once again, thank you for your great advice on how to fish for that killback as well as those bass tips. Now moving on to Mtanzini Banks, we are with Nick. And this is what he had to say for this week and the upcoming long weekend.
Good morning, Vinesh. You have to push the boat out this morning. Only one boat went out. And it's such a beautiful day. The surf's not too bad here. I believe it's quite big down on the south coast. We're looking forward to a good weekend's fishing. And sounds like quite a few boats going out on Saturday. And the weather looks brilliant for fishing the barometer, the rising and dropping barometer. Fishing for the rock and surf guys over the weekend looks very good. Might be tad windy on Friday and Sunday, but it's still fishable. There are some guys fishing down this morning. I sat and watched them for a while. They didn't catch anything. They were nattering and taking a long time to bait up and just having fun, which is what it's all about. So the secret spot in Mtanzini is producing garrick at the moment, quite nice sizes. Unfortunately, it's so secret that the guys who are catching the fish don't even take pictures because they don't want them to people to know where they're catching them. But being an old Garrick fisherman myself, the south bank of the Umtalazi River mouth produces more Garrick than Port Dunford for some reason. And yet the channel runs along the coast very close to Port Dunford. But I found by fishing on the edges of the sandbanks on the south side, on the south side of that big sandbank, is more productive than fishing over the front of it. I think what happens is the fish are coming down the bay and they're going around that sandbank. And the guys are fishing, if they're fishing off the front of it, they're fishing too far out. Yeah, I have a theory that the Garrick actually swim in the gullies and looking for little fish that get washed over whichever side of the gully they come. So they can actually be caught very close in. And I myself personally have caught them very close in. Literally 30 meters off the beach, even less, depending on where the gully is. Dogon Tweni, the area there we call it Boyens, near the river mouth of Matikulu River, also very good for Garrick. This would be the north bank of the Matikulu River. Bear in mind you can't fish on the south bank, that is a restricted area all the way almost to Tugela. But anyway, why go to the south bank of Tugela when the north bank's the one that decides it produces the most? Guys, start lines. If any of you are coming up to Mdazini, we welcome you. And hopefully I'll see you on the beach over the weekend.
Thank you, Nick. It's always so good to hear from you, my friend. And thank you so much for that advice as to where to target that Garrick in your area. So guys, that is Mdazini Banks. Now moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ali with a very late report, which means it is very fresh. Guys, this is what Ali had to say about the fishing in Richards Bay over this last week.
Good morning, guys. I hope you're doing well. Fishing this past week have been really good, especially for offshore anglers. They have been catching plenty of dogger salmon as well as some snook and kutter on the north and south sides. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of salmon and shirts as well as some rockwood. There's also another fishing competition by your club this weekend starting on Friday, so let's hope it all goes well. Thanks guys and tight lines.
Thank you, Ali. A really good way to round off the fishing report. Nice and exciting. Lots of species coming out and we wish you all the best with the event that's happening at your Skibo Club this weekend. I'm sure you'll have a lot to report on next week. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater side of KZN, where the good times continue and Jan has a lot of fish to brag about. Without further ado, here is his report from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there guys. So as mentioned last week, we are, according to the calendar, just about in midwinter. The winter solstice and the shortest day is on 21 June, which is less than 10 days away. But apart from a couple of frosty mornings, it really hasn't been that cold. Well, at least I don't think so, and I'm still wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Last weekend's snow forecast or warnings turned out to be pretty much smoke and mirrors. And as the current forecast from the Norwegians has it fine and dandy for the week coming, warmer and more stable this time than it was last year, so it all bodes well for the Boston Fly Fishing Festival this weekend. I have my fingers crossed that the fish will get the memo this time and I can redeem myself from the Camberg 2 weeks ago. The still waters of the Midlands have been the focus of attention of a late because, as we've said before, the trout streams are closed for the next while. Water temperatures are now in the lower teens and most waters are clean with about 2 meters visibility. Reports indicate that the green dam weed of 2 weeks ago has started to drop off and fish have moved in close to the banks, which indicates that nuptial activities are probably front and center in those fishy brains. So be on the lookout for activity in the shallows, and you can choose your quarry. It's sight fishing at its best. With the weed receding, it results in a loss of habitat for the prey, so smaller items have come to the forefront on the fish menu. For example, the San Juan worm and nymph patterns. But that is not to say to the total exclusion of dragonfly and damselfly patterns, and also minnows, which are still on the feeding regime. As water temperatures drop, that is, and fish move into a proper spawn at water temperatures which are around 10 degrees and below, flies of brighter colors and those egg patterns will become a firm favorite. There have been some great fish reported from the Midlands over the last week. A personal best of 64 centimeter for local fly angler Felicity Riley and a 60 centimeter for well-known Midlands angler Greven price. That's a solid slab of trout of over 24 inches for each of those anglers. A huge congrats to both. As mentioned above, it's the Boston Fly Fishing Festival this weekend. So here's hoping that a couple of those slabs find themselves attached to my fly. So look out for the report next week. This week also sees the start of the 17th annual Fly Fishing Film Tour in South Africa. Show started in Cape Town early this week and was on Durban on Wednesday night. If you are a fly angler and you weren't there, you missed out. A top-notch selection of international short films that went a long way to add some stoke to my upcoming fishing this weekend. But if you missed this one, don't fear. 19th of July sees the International Fly Fishing Festival also land in Durban with another great selection of films. So fly anglers, save that date. There are some reports of excellent bass coming out from both Albert Falls and Midmar Dams. Kirk van Rierik reported a tank of a largemouth of 4.36 kilos at last weekend's Skins event held on Albert Falls, and word from the water is that there are a good few other 4 and 5 kilo fish around. Tian Ordendal recently reported a good-sized smallmouth from Midmar Dam. Now, myself only having a wee 12-inch specimen to hand previously, that's another checkbox I would really like to tick on fly. Light spinning and drop shot seems to be getting a fair amount of discussion and attention for winter bass. But Michael here at Kingfisher Maritzburg says that there are a number of other techniques that are working currently. So guys, come in and have a chat for the inside info. Carp are still around at Albert Falls. Justin Griffin reports having great fun with those tackle boozers on fly. Small dry flies is his recommendation as the carp are feeding on midges on the surface. Tight lines all that are getting to throw a line this weekend. And do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a great way to round off this week's report with fish of that size. Now, firstly, let me unpack this by saying, you mentioned you're still in your shorts. I'm not going to take you too seriously because with the temperatures you go fly fishing, yeah, you don't feel as cold as I do. So, yeah, it is cold, Jan. Just, you know, maybe not so much for you. Enough about our personal comfort. Yeah, let's get back to the fishing. Jan, all the best for the Boston fly fishing, my friend. I'm sure you will redeem yourself after the Camburg 2 weeks ago. I am certainly looking forward to the results of that report. And thank you once again for that great advice on fishing during this winter period. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. Now, I know I sounded excited at the start, and I'm still excited because it's the long weekend. It's Father's Day. It is, a whole bunch of stuff happening in Durban with the East Coast Radio Big Walk. There's so much going on. It's shaping up to be a really spectacular weekend. I know there's a bit of high seas, but that settles on Saturday. There's a good easterly wind coming through. It's going to cool off the water. It's going to turn the fish on a lot more. And we are going to have much more rods bending. We have waited a long time for a period like this, so we have got to take full advantage of it. There is not a species that you cannot catch. Guys, I mean, this, from the shad to the garrick to the bass to the cooter to the keelback that are coming around, there are so much out there that KZN offers. We are right here. Let's take full advantage of it. Guys, while you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.